السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. Understanding the impact of Sahaba Kiram رضي الله عنهم over the environment, even the enemies attested to their greatness and glory. Tabarani reports, rahimahullah, that Hazrat Amr bin As رضي الله عنه said, the Muslims went out in Allah's way, we camped at Iskandariya, Alexandria. The leader of that region, namely, Muqoqis said, give me a man among you all that I want to speak to. So Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, I would be the one to go to him. He wasn't expecting the leader among the Muslims, just somebody from the general Muslim army wanting to question him. So I went, and there was a translator of myself and himself. Hazrat Amr says, as we sat, two pedestals were placed for both of us. We had translators. And he asked us, who are you all? So we said, we are the Muslims. He refers to them as Arab because they were the first Muslims. And we lived by Baytullah. And our lives were constrained. A very difficult lifestyle with a lot of defiance. Our past, we would eat carrion. We would attack each other. The strong oppressing the weak. Our lifestyle was the worst that anyone could have lived. Until a man from a noble clan, he wasn't the wealthiest, meaning his people were very generous, they gave what they had. But he then called to the greatness of Allah, saying, I am the messenger of Allah. And he advocated things that we didn't know. And he prohibited us from our lifestyle that we were living upon, and our forefathers had lived upon. We detested what he said. We denied him, belied him, rejected him. Then Allah brought another community, subhanAllah. So Hazrat Amr is indicating that we rejected, but Allah brought the Ansar. This is a lesson that when we reject and we refuse, Allah will bring others to do His works, subhanAllah. Meaning Allah is independent, respected Ummah. Let's learn this lesson from you. Let's do for Allah. Not because Allah is in need. We are in need to serve Allah. We need to obey Allah. We need to serve Allah's deen. Otherwise, Allah will bring much better people, more capable, more worthy, more appropriate, and they'll do it better than us, subhanAllah. When we rejected the truth, Allah brought another people who acknowledged Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, we believe you, we follow you, we emulate you, we will defend you and fight all those that fight against you. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left us and went to live among them. And we then undertook battles to conquer them. Finally, in these expeditions, he defeated us. He then went for the surrounding areas and conquered them. And then in humor, he said, if we knew how well off you all were, we would have come here long ago. And then the reaction of Muqoqis was that really this emissary, this envoy that has come, has spoken the truth to you. Because our Anbiya alayhim as-salam came to our forefathers with the same message. And when they inculcated and practiced what the Anbiya taught them alayhim as-salam, people had the help of Allah. But then our people went on to follow their whims and fancies, defying and rejecting the teachings of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So definitely, if you emulate the teachings of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none would be able to conquer you. None would be able to defeat you. You would conquer everyone, all and sundry. But if you all do what we did, by defying our Anbiya alayhim as-salam, if you leave the teachings of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do as we did, according to our whims and fancies, you will lose the help of Allah. Because you have not more numbers than we have, nor do you have the strength that we have. But how are you all victorious? It's because you are emulating and inculcating the teachings of your Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said, I never spoke to a wiser man, subhanallah. In Hayat al-Sahaba, there's another beautiful report from Abu Ishaq, who says, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when taking Islam into the regions, the enemy would not be able to withstand them, except for a short while, like the milking of a camel. They would then very quickly retreat, despite the Sahaba being so few and their enemies being so large and enormous in number. Hiraqal, who was in Antioch at that time, when he met his men that were defeated, he addressed them abruptly, saying, "Woe to all of you! Tell me about these people that defeat you each time and have conquered you. Aren't they humans like you?" They responded in the affirmative. Then he asked them, "Who's more in number? Aren't you all more enormous in number?" They said, "Yes, indeed, we are. We are much more than them. Many times it's fold. أضعافا من في كل موطف في كل موطن." Then he asked them, "Why are you all retreating and being defeated each time?" And they couldn't respond until one of their seniors and their elderly said, "Sir, it's because their nocturnal prayers are punctual. They cry to Allah, the Lord, at night, and they fast in the day. They fulfill their pledges and promises. They give dawat. They enjoin good and forbid evil." Meaning, they enjoin goodness in others, and when they see evil in others, they forbid them from that evil. And they are fair and just in their dealings with each other. And the other problem is, sir, is we are drinkers of alcohol. We perpetrate the crime of adultery. We violate the commands of Allah. We break our pledges. We usurp the rights of others. We oppress others. And we advocate actions that bring the wrath of Allah. And we stop people from doing what pleases Allah. And this is how we cause corruption in this land. And this is how they were deviated by falsely thinking that Christ died for our sins. This is the devil's way of making people do wrongs and then justify it. But the reaction of this ruler, Hiraqal, was that, "Yes, you have spoken the truth to me." So subhanAllah, as we see, the Sahaba's qualities were such that even their enemies acknowledged their greatness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, influence and inspire the world to see the truth of Islam through verbal explanation and through character, integrity, loyalty, chastity, kindness and character. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.